Yankees one game over 500, as are Tampa Bay and Baltimore and Toronto. Are like Toronto's six games under 500, but they're only 3.5 games back, which isn't a lot, all things considered. Now, can the Jays play well enough to close that gap? We'll find out. Ian Harrison from the Associated Press joins us. Ian, I guess the good news for the Jays is because their division right now is so bad, they're seemingly still in the hunt. Although the way they've played, they don't look like a very good team. Is there any reason to believe the Jays can start playing better and be a 500 team and actually be a contender?
I think so. I mean, certainly the offense has been the most encouraging thing so far. I believe they continue to lead the major leagues in offense, both in terms of runs scored, 268 runs scored so far, and they are, I think, the third best or fourth best team. And they're up there in terms of run differential. So, you know, they're outscoring their opponents more often than not. The big problem has been, you know, at first they couldn't get starters to go more than five innings, and now the starters seem to at least be going a little deeper in games, but, you know, it seems the handoff leads to the bullpen, and the bullpen just throws a lit match on them and sets them ablaze. So, you know, they need to get things working in every facet of the game, and that's, or at least a couple at the same time. So, you know, as you say, the division is still very much up for grabs, and you know, it's every reason to believe more and more every day that there will not be a wild card berth coming out of the American League East. So winning the division is probably going to be paramount for this team if it wants to end this lengthy playoff drought. So, yeah, time to push on and start overtaking those mediocre teams in front of them.
The Toronto Blue Jays, like Josh Donaldson, he's the only reason maybe they're even 3.5 games back. I think he leads the league in he's second, I think, in multi-hit games. He's top five in a few other categories. He's right up there in most hits, everything else. Like, Donaldson has maybe been even better than people expected. And I know Encarnacion's hitting home runs, but the rest of their guys are struggling mightily offensively. Give me your thoughts on Jose Bautista.
Well, if this game gets in tonight, and I know it's raining in Washington right now, but if assuming the rain lets up, it will be an important night for the Blue Jays because Jose Bautista is due to return to right field for the first time since April 21st when he strained his right shoulder making an ill-advised throw to first base in a game against the Orioles. He was unable to throw for several weeks afterwards. He had the cortisone shot just over a week ago, and that really turned things around for him. So there's, you know, taking him out of right field has kind of created, you know, a whole litany of problems down the line for the Blue Jays. It's, you know, sort of clogged up their DH position where they had hoped to find time for Edwin Encarnacion and maybe even Jose Reyes from time to time. It's forced them to play some substandard outfielders in defensive terms, at least in Danny Valencia and Chris Colabello. So, you know, the jury is obviously still out on whether Jose Bautista's arm is good enough and healed enough to that he can be a competent outfielder. You know, I think the Blue Jays can live with him being at least only competent in terms of throwing. He definitely has a fantastic arm when everything's working.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they would be happy just to get him out there and kind of clean things up on the lineup card a little bit. But, yeah, you know, the average certainly has not been there at the plate for Bautista so far. Same with Encarnacion in large part. The power numbers, yes, have been there. You know, I think those guys will probably come good eventually and push their averages up, both of them. And, I mean, hitting in front of those guys in large part, I think, has been what has helped Josh Donaldson have such a fantastic start to the season. You know, that stretch of those three batters together, it's hard to find a better threesome anywhere else in the big leagues for sure.
Ian Harrison joins us. Ian, quickly on Bautista, you're listening to people. Do they think he'll be healthy enough to be a regular outfielder the remainder of this season?
That is a million-dollar question for sure. I mean, you know, there's been so much the sort of sense of mystery around what exactly is wrong with him. He spent weeks taking basically, you know, oral anti-inflammatories that weren't able to do anything to the inflammation in his shoulder. It was some weeks after he suffered the original injury that he confessed to the media that he was suffering from what's known as an impingement, which basically is, in my limited medical understanding, basically, you know, a pinching to the point where anytime you lift your arm above shoulder height, you get serious pain. It seems, you know, somewhat difficult to believe that the one cortisone shot is going to be enough to turn everything around and set him on the right track to, you know, clean health for another 100-plus games. But if you're a Blue Jays fan, you clearly have to cross your fingers and toes and hope that's the way it goes for the Blue Jays, because everything lines up much better for them when he can go out there in the outfield and play defense.
Ian, how would you describe Jose Reyes' tenure with the Toronto Blue Jays so far through 2.5 years?
Injury riddled are the first two words that come to mind. And, you know, I mean, that it shouldn't really be a surprise to anybody, unfortunately. I mean, this is a guy who has battled leg injuries on and off throughout his career. And, you know, the other thing that's kind of come up more and more, especially in the wake of yesterday's misadventures with the throwing the ball around, is the defense at shortstop, particularly the arm, the range actually has been the big problem for him. The arm seems to be fading a little bit too. You know, I mean, clearly he's still a very dynamic offensive player. You know, a guy who really, you know, fits the mold of the prototypical leadoff man. You know, very much a spark plug on offense. But yeah, that defense is becoming a little bit more difficult to take, I think, with every miscue and missed play. You know, you think about the money still owed to him. I believe it's $24 million in each of the next two seasons, and you have to kind of swallow hard a little bit and you know, wonder about is Jose Reyes going to remain a shortstop for the next 2 years in Toronto if he stays here that long? You know, will the Blue Jays be forced to try to find another home for him? Because, you know, his days as a premier shortstop, I think, are definitely winding down.
Ian, when you look at the Blue Jays' first 2 months of the season, like, they're 6 games under 500, but they're only 3.5 games back. They're still in the race, as Jason said off the top of the interview. They could still, you know, win the division. Does that almost put more pressure on John Gibbons now that it's kind of an off year in the AL East, and on paper the Jays should have been better than 6 games under 500?
I don't think it puts more pressure on him. I mean, I think that pressure was always there, and, you know, it's pretty much on everybody in this Blue Jays, you know, brain trust, from Paul Beeston down to Alex Anthopoulos, down again to John Gibbons. You know, all these guys are kind of working for their futures, essentially, I think, at this point, given the uncertainty that lies ahead with this being the final year on the job for President Paul Beeston. You know, I mean, the fact that that things have started out so slow and even in this division, I don't think really changes that situation any much. It's a blessing for sure that they haven't fallen further off the pace. You know, I think in any other division they'd be 6 or 7 games off the lead, if not more. So, you know, they certainly have to take advantage of the fact that the teams around them have as many warts and question marks as they do themselves.
Ian Harrison joins us. Ian, looking at the overall league right now, you know, it's really kind of a surprise when we look at the standings. Some teams that are near the top that no one really expected to be there in the top. Obviously, Houston jumps out right there, but the Minnesota Twins, Kansas City Royals at the top of their division. Most people thought the White Sox would have a good chance, or even Detroit or Cleveland, and, you know, that division's totally upside down. Houston's 4 games up on the Angels. While the AL East can't get out of their way, you've got some great surprise teams in the other two divisions.
That is a huge surprise, and it actually, I think, is sort of something that maybe serves to fuel the frustrations that the Blue Jays fans feel. You know, they look at these other teams and think, how can Houston be the best team in the American League and Toronto with this great lineup is still scuffling along? How can Kansas City surge into the World Series last year and keep that going this year? How can Minnesota suddenly get red hot and race to the top of the Central? You know, obviously, there are 100 games plus remaining for pretty much everybody and a lot of things still to be sorted out. But, you know, it kind of gets to a point, too, where you know, you have to believe in what you're seeing. And you know, if teams are playing well, they're probably going to continue to play well. You know, clearly bad stretches here and there can derail things if you rewind to 12 months, the Blue Jays were a first-place team, and we all know how last season ended. So, you know, there's still a lot to be decided, obviously, but yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody picked Houston to be leading the American League East, or excuse me, the American League overall on June 1st of 2015. That is a real shock for me.
Ian, always great to talk baseball with you. Enjoy it. Should be interesting to see if any team in the AL East can grab that division.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.